Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Massive suicide bombs ripped through buildings in Lahore, Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people. The deadliest blast occurred outside a government building in the heart of the city. Here's the BBC's Barbara Plett with details.
Police say the explosion took place on the premises of the Federal Investigation Agency in the heart of the city. It badly damaged the front of the 8-story government office. Television pictures showed windows and some walls blown out. Rescue workers carried bodies out of the building amid fears that the number of casualties could rise. According to local media, several hundred people work there and would have been present when the explosion went off at 9:30 in the morning.
The BBC's Barbara Plett reporting. 8 U.S. troops were killed in Iraq yesterday in 2 separate attacks. 5 U.S. soldiers on foot patrol in Baghdad were killed when a suicide bomber blew himself up after approaching them. In a separate incident, 3 other soldiers were killed along with an interpreter when they were hit by a roadside bomb in Diyala province, north of Baghdad. The attacks marked the deadliest day for American troops in the country since last January, when 5 soldiers were killed. More trouble for 2 aides to President Bush. The House Judiciary Committee filed a lawsuit yesterday to enforce subpoenas against Bush's chief of staff, Josh Bolten, and his former counsel, Harriet Myers. The subpoenas are part of an investigation into the White House's possible involvement in the 2006 firing of 9 federal prosecutors. That's a scandal that led to the resignation of former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Bolten and Myers were cited by the House for contempt of Congress last month for refusing to testify or provide documents demanded by the panel. And the space shuttle Endeavour is in orbit following a spectacular liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center. The spacecraft is on course for docking with the International Space Station. Here's reporter Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Station.
3, 2, 1, 0. Endeavour going where east and west do meet at the International Space Station.
Endeavour lit up the launch pad and even the faces of the spectators at the Kennedy Space Center like daytime. The view quickly faded as the shuttle disappeared into a thick cloud deck over the pad. Low-hanging clouds was the big weather concern going into the countdown, but NASA says the shuttle and the astronauts were in no danger. Endeavour also lost its primary cooling system during the trip to orbit. Mission managers switched to the backup, and the space agency says Endeavour will press on toward docking with the International Space Station Wednesday night. The astronauts will deliver a Japanese science lab to the orbiting outpost, as well as a new robot. Arm.
That was Pat Duggins reporting from the Kennedy Space Center. And that's the news. It's always online at npr.org.